America the Beautiful is no more. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. In Waco, Texas, the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights suffered their final defeat as a brave, small group of people huddled in a church were assaulted by tanks, by gas, and finally were burned to death. The second battle of the second American Revolution has come to an end. And folks, we lost. And you're next. Hello, folks. This is William Cooper speaking now for Swiss America Trading. When WWCR was burned to the ground, we were lost. We had no idea where or if we would be able to broadcast again until WWCR was rebuilt. Well, our friends at Swiss America Trading, when they found out what had happened, immediately began searching for another station for this show to broadcast truth to the world. And that's how we came to be where we're at tonight, 7.395 megahertz on your dial, WRNO out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Folks, Swiss America Trading has stood by this show. They stood by all of us. They made sure that we weren't left hanging in the air and that you weren't left without the hour of the time. Now, if they stood by us, I want you to stand by them. You see, it doesn't cost you anything to inquire about the investments available through Swiss America Trading, investments of non-confiscatable hard assets, investments that I have recommended to you in the past. They also have some that I've never heard of before and some that I definitely do not recommend, but of course what you do with your money is your business. We have thoroughly investigated Swiss America Trading and they pass every single test. You know that I would never have a sponsor on this show that I would not use myself or could not recommend wholeheartedly with no reservations to you. Swiss America Trading is the company that fits that bill. We had many, many people make application to sponsor the Hour of the Time, and all except two were rejected. And then we found Swiss America Trading. So call Swiss America Trading now. Talk to the experts there about how you can save your assets in the coming economic trauma. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. While you're at it, mention my name, William Cooper, and they will send you a free newsletter that's packed full of information that you are going to be glad to get. You're going to be happy that you're able to read this newsletter. You see, they keep their clients informed not only about what's happening now, but what's coming in the future. So call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. It doesn't cost you anything to find out about the investments at Swiss America Trading. And while you're at it, you're going to get a free newsletter. And on top of that, you'll be helping to keep this show, the hour of the time, on the air. And you'll be helping to save freedom for the world. So call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad you did.
In the mountains up near Sandpoint, north of Naples, Idaho, eagles gathered there together to guard the truth so you might know. Down the road that followed Deep Creek, at the turn that crossed the bridge, federal marshals had the roadblock to mark the siege of Ruby Ridge. There the armies of the enemy slayed your bride and only son, nearly killed your close companion when the shrapnel pierced his lung. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. On that evening, late one August, you were forced to take your stand there to strangers as they trespassed to first blood on private land. Governor Andrus, back in Boise, let the enemy tell him lies, and from his anti-Christ decision, Sam and Vicky lost their lives. Federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and FBI men stormed the hill, all on false, fictitious charges, given orders shoot to kill. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Though the armies of the enemy may surround us in the night, there's a host of heavenly angels hovering near, ready to fight. We stand with you, Randy Weaver. We are proud to call you friend, as we gather here together, stand beside you till the end. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is.
Well, folks, I warned you, I told you that this was the goal that the federal government had in mind when they first raided the church called Branch Davidian in Waco, Texas. Almost 100 people dead, if you count the people who died in the initial assault, and quite a few wounded. And it's not over yet, for that's only the second battle. The first was Randy Weaver in Idaho, where his son and his wife were murdered by federal forces. And the whole nation stood by as this little church was raided by federal forces and then surrounded and placed under siege. 51 days, folks, America stood and did nothing. I and many others had warned you that these people were going to be murdered. I told you several times on this show, these people are going to be killed. That the goal was to kill them. They had broken no laws. Every weapon in their possession was a legal weapon. In fact, the local sheriff of the county in which they live had at one time confiscated all of their weapons, checked them all, and returned them to the Church of Branch Davidian because they were all legal. 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 But no, you, the sheeple, fell for the great propaganda machine. All of the buzzwords, compound, compound. David Koresh called himself Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Cult, 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 cult. The warrants were sealed. No one asked the right questions. Our forefathers left Europe to come to this country, to this land, folks, to escape religious persecution. They put together the only document in the history of the world that ever set man free, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the first 10 amendments known as the Bill of Rights. They gave us every tool we needed to succeed, including the second article and amendment to that document, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. They used the military. They brought in military equipment. They destroyed property. And then they had the nerve, the guts, the gall to, quote, lose patience, unquote. And while the world watched, an M60 tank with a boom attached to the front of it poked holes in the building, injected what they said was CS, or tear gas. Notice I said what they said was CS, or tear gas. And then, all of a sudden, as everyone watched their television sets in horror, all of the buildings went up in flames simultaneously in a conflagration. A conflagration. And coincidentally, the new United States Attorney General was scheduled to be on the establishment's Radio Monkey Show, Larry King Live, and that's what he is. If you were listening, people barely began to get their comments and questions out of their mouth before he cut them off rudely. It was a sham. It was all scheduled. It all fell into place very nicely. And you know me, folks. I do not have never and never will believe in these things happening just coincidentally. That's not the way the world works on the level of the elite. Now remember, the warrants were sealed, but you heard this new U.S. Attorney General, this woman, if you were watching her press conference, and if you taped it, play it back, you will hear her say plainly that the initial reason that they went in there was because of the rumors of child abuse. An area clearly, completely, totally outside of federal jurisdiction and could not have been the reason that the BATF raided the church known as Branch Davidian. If it was the reason, it was illegal, unconstitutional, it was wrong. Local authorities had repeatedly investigated the Church of Branch Davidian for child abuse charges and had never found any evidence to substantiate those claims, and no one had ever been charged with child abuse. And as I told you earlier, as to the allegations of illegal weapons, or the use of illegal weapons, the local sheriff had visited the Branch Davidian compound, had met with no resistance, had asked for them to turn over all their weapons so that they could be inspected to make sure that they're legal. Everyone there conformed with the law, turned over the weapons, which coincidentally, folks, they did not have to do under our Constitution. The sheriff examined all the weapons and returned them to Branch Davidian because they could not and did not find even one hint of anything illegal about those weapons. So what were they doing there? According to Ms. Reno, the new United States Attorney General, in our press conference, they were there because of rumors of allegations of child abuse. And then later in the conference, she said that someone who had left the compound told her that she never did name who he was, but we assume that she meant David Koresh, was beating babies. Now, with all that there was to do, being surrounded under siege by federal agents, with over 100 people there, including the parents of those babies, do you really expect us to believe, Ms. Reno, that David Koresh could find nothing else to do but beat babies? See, I don't believe a word of it. Our investigation, which you've already heard several episodes of this show, The Hour of the Time, dealing with our investigations, show that the United States government, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have lied from the beginning repeatedly and consistently and have changed their story over and over and over again. Finally, the lies became so apparent And it became so apparent that a tremendous mistake, or intentional mistake, had been made, that the FBI distanced itself from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They held separate press conferences, and when questions began to get pointed, and when they began to get real, the BATF stopped holding press conferences altogether. In the last episode, they'd moved the BATF completely away from the compound, and everything was being handled by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Or at least that is what they tell us, and we have learned not to believe anything that they tell us at this point. My question to you, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, if I can still call you ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen of the sheeple, when in heaven's name, are you going to wake up? How far does it have to go, and who is next? First, it was Randy Weaver and his family. Then it's a whole church full of people. They claim they were only after David Koresh and somebody named Paul. And Paul, this Paul was never mentioned until quite a long time after the siege began. If so, why didn't they wait until these people were alone? Or why didn't they just call David Koresh and ask him to come downtown to the mayor's office? And every time he'd ever been asked to conform to any request like that, he had always, always done it. He was also prone to go into town alone in his pickup truck every once in a while, where he would eat dinner sitting in a local restaurant by himself. It would have been very easy to arrest David Koresh, but no, they drove up en masse, stormed the building with ladders, guns drawn, smashing out windows. Opened fire. David Koresh, standing halfway in and halfway out the door, tried to stop them, yelled. Told them there were women and children inside. Did no good. Welcome, dear listeners, to the New World Order. What's going to happen next? How safe are you now? Are you going to go to your door some night and find it come crashing down in your face? Are you going to find the barrel of a gun stuck up your nose? Are you going to have to stand helpless as you watch your wife strip searched, including all of her bodily cavities, your daughter? Are you going to watch your sons hauled off, never to be seen again? You see, there's nothing constitutional or legal under our system of government about anything that has happened in this country for quite some time. Not just the siege of the Branch Davidians, not just burning them alive, not just Randy Weaver, not just the murder of his wife and daughter. Many, many, many things. Stopping long lines of traffic on a public highway with the excuse of searching for illegal immigrants. Yet there are drug-sniffing dogs at the checkpoint. And have you ever tried to tell them, no, it's against the Constitution. You cannot search my vehicle or my person or my family without a warrant, a legal constitutional warrant. Have you ever tried that, folks? You know what happens when you try that? You are singled out for persecution, not just then, but the word is relayed on down the line. You will find yourself persecuted for a long, long time. The police state is here. Everything that is happening in America now happened in Germany just prior to Hitler's rise to power. I warned you before that this is Nazi. This is National Socialism. It's not over. It's not gone. They were not destroyed at the end of World War II. They are alive and well. Those of you who claim it's the Jews, you're wrong. Those of you who are running around claiming it's the blacks, you're wrong. Those of you who swear that if we could just destroy Japan, our economy would improve, you're wrong. If you've been listening to this program since its inception, and especially the series that we did on the mystery schools, then you know who really is bringing this about. And while they may attend the synagogue and say that they are Jews, they are not. While they may attend a Catholic church and say that they are Catholics, they are not. While they may attend a Baptist church and say that they are Protestant Baptists, they are not. While they may stand up and swear allegiance to no God, that they are atheists, they are not. For they are the worshipers, the followers of the philosophy of Lucifer. They are Luciferian. They are sun worshipers. They are the adherents to the old mystery religion of Babylon. And if you doubt that, call Stan at 602-567-6109. That's 602-567-6109. Ask him for a list of available tapes and get the series on Mystery Babylon, the mystery schools, the secret societies that have infiltrated all levels of our society, government, and military, and are now in complete control, bringing this and every other sovereign nation in this world to its knees in order to bring about a one-world totalitarian socialist state. The world that Hitler envisioned is coming, and it is coming soon. Christians are doomed to extinction, along with Orthodox Jews, the followers of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, and any other religion that will not forsake their God or their religion and bow down to the New World religion, the master of whom is Lucifer, the worship of the intellect, the worship of man, humanism. You see, the people who are bringing this all about, folks, the people in charge, believe that man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust, vindictive, and terrible God, and that man was set free by Lucifer through his agent Satan when man was imparted the gift of intellect, knowledge, primordial knowing. With the use of this intellect in the development of technology, man himself will become God. And that is the meaning of the number of the man. For in the mystery religion, the mystery schools, the number of the illumined man, the adept, the priest of mystery Babylon, is 666. And you will see that number showing up more and more everywhere. You will see pyramids showing up more and more everywhere. You will see the symbols of the sun and the moon and the stars. And you will begin to understand just exactly what, quote, 1,000 points of light, unquote, means. That is, if you're smart, you'll begin to understand. Been my revelation lately that there are not too many smart Americans left. As I watched comedians and newscasters and people all across this country parrot what they were told without questioning, without knowing, blindly believing. When our investigation shows that David Koresh has never in his life claimed to be Jesus Christ, all across this country, Americans, comedians, newscasters, parroted over and over again that David Koresh is Jesus Christ, believes that he's Jesus Christ, states that he's Jesus Christ, and that Branch Davidian, a simple church resembling the Seventh-day Adventists, was called a cult. Across the nation, every night, every day, was called a cult, a cult, a cult. Nobody bothered to look up the definition of cult. Nobody knows really whether it was a cult or not a cult. And if anybody had bothered to read the Constitution, as long as they're breaking no laws, it doesn't make any difference whether they are a cult or a church or a Boy Scout troop or a bunch of atheists who get together to drink scotch all night. For that is our right. And more lies are coming, folks. Stay glued to your television set, the one-eyed brainwashing monster that has been more successful at perverting and subverting this country than any enemy from without has ever done. Sit and watch and listen to the lies and believe them. And continue to flush the United States of America, its Constitution, and its Bill of Rights down your toilet on a daily basis. Keep it up, folks. Keep it up. We're going to find out very quickly how funny it is. Oh, yes. You're going to find out, because you're next. Don't go away. We've got to take a break. I'll be right back after this very short pause. You're getting this show late. The show about the destruction, the burning alive of the followers of Branch Davidian, because I was so angry, so upset, so emotionally distraught when this happened that I was physically and mentally unable to do this show, folks. That's how upset I was. I expected this from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I expected it from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I expected this to happen. I had warned you that this was going to happen. I was angry at the American people. I was distraught because the American people had allowed this to happen, which signals to me that America is no more. America is no more. For all practical purposes, there is no Constitution, there is no Bill of Rights, there is no United States of America. Branch Davidians did not lead us down the wrong path. I'm not angry with them. I didn't agree with their teachings. I don't know if David Koresh could open up the seven seals or not. I'm not even sure what the seven seals are. According to Rita Riddle, it was the Bible. No, I'm upset with the American people. I am angry with the American people, for I know where this is going. I know where we're headed. And I know that most Americans, while they may profess to care, the truth is, folks, they don't give a damn. And that includes most of you out there listening. Even though because you listen, you profess that you do, I did not see you in Waco, Texas. I did not see you doing anything to prevent this. I did not hear your voices. I did not see demonstrations. I did not see marches in the streets. I saw nothing. I saw complacency. I saw people who said they didn't want to get involved because they might get on somebody's list. Oh, yes, I talked to a lot of those. Sometimes I don't know why I continue with this broadcast, except somehow something in me tells me to keep going. I know it's the right thing for me personally, to do, to try and save the best that man has ever developed, to try to save the only freedom that mankind has ever in its history had for the common man. I know that that's the right thing for me to do. So I am here doing it, regardless of my anger, my impatience, my frustration, and I will continue. Now, many of you call me up and ask me how you can save your assets. You don't care about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. You want to know how to save your assets. You don't understand that you cannot save your assets unless the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are saved. For it's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that allowed you to accumulate assets, allows you to have them now, and it's the only thing that can save your assets in the future. You can buy all the gold you want to, you can bury it 6 feet underground, and you can sit on it till your nose turns purple. If the socialists win, they're going to make the ownership of gold illegal. If they find your cache of gold, they're going to dig it up and take it away from you and throw you into a concentration labor camp. And if you want to help save the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and if you want to survive the upcoming economic collapse, and mark my word, it will collapse because it can do nothing other than collapse. The money doesn't exist, folks. If you want to do that and fight for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then call Swiss America Trading. If we win, your assets will be protected and you will lose little or nothing. In the upcoming events, and if we all lose, it doesn't make any difference what you do with your assets. Do whatever you want. If we lose, all is lost. Your assets and your ass. But if you want to help save the Constitution, and if we're successful and you want to save your assets in the process, because the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and God come first in your life, then call Swiss America Trading. Call them. They have everything that we've ever recommended. We've investigated them. We know that this is the company that can help you. We know they're good people. We know they're just like us, and they care about the same things that we care about. Call the experts at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646 and do it now. 1-800-289-2646. Tell them that you listen to this show, The Hour of the Time. Tell them that you listen to William Cooper, and you'll receive a free newsletter chock full of information that you need to read, that you need to know. Do it now. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Tell them William Cooper sent you. You'll be glad that you made the call, folks. Do it now. 1-800-289-2646. And in doing so, you'll help keep this program on the world so that we can broadcast information to the world. And you'll be helping to save freedom for not only this country, but the world. Do it now. 1-800-289-2646.
In the mountains up near Sandpoint, north of Naples, Idaho, eagles gathered there together to guard the truth so you might know. Down the road that followed Deep Creek, at the turn that crossed the bridge, federal marshals had the roadblock to mark the siege of Ruby Ridge. There the armies of the enemy slayed your bride and only son, nearly killed your close companion when the shrapnel pierced his lung. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. On that evening, late one August, you were forced to take your stand there to strangers as they trespassed to first blood on private land. Governor Andrus, back in Boise, let the enemy tell him lies, and from his anti-Christ decision, Sam and Vicky lost their lives. Federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and FBI men stormed the hill, all on false, fictitious charges, given orders shoot to kill. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. ¶¶ the armies of the enemy may surround us in the night. There's a host of heavenly angels hovering near, ready to fight. We stand with you, Randy Weaver. We are proud to call you friend. As we gather here together, stand beside you till the end. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is.
Wheresoever eagles gather, the ballad of Randy Weaver. Lyrics and music by Carl Klang. Folks, it's getting close to that time when every single citizen of this country is going to have to make a decision. Are you going to sit by and allow the United States of America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, everything that we've ever held dear, to be flushed down the toilet, destroyed, ripped apart? Are you going to allow rampant socialism to take over? Are you going to allow the formation of a one-world totalitarian socialist government run through a partnership of state and corporations? Are you going to allow Hitler's dream to become reality now in this day and age, after all the men and women have died in history to prevent it? Are you going to allow this to happen? Are you going to allow them to continue to destroy our churches, our religions, our freedoms to practice those religions? Are you going to sit there and allow it? Are you going to rationalize continually why you don't have to stand up and do anything or say anything or write anybody? Why you're not willing to take a risk to save what you would send your son or daughter to some foreign country with the pretense of saving, allowing them to lose their life for your hypocrisy? And that's exactly what it is. Hypocrisy, lies. Are you going to stand up on your two feet like a real man and a real woman, with God by your side, and take this country back and reinstate the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, and destroy these people who have subverted everything that we hold dear? The time is near, folks. And you're going to have to make a decision whether you want to or not. Whether you want to or not. And you'd better start thinking about it now. You see, if you wait till this happens to you, or to those you love, or to your church, or to whatever organization you belong to, it will be too late. Too late. Just as it was too late for those who were burned alive in the church known as Branch Davidian because you were apathetic and stupid. You were a sheeple instead of a people. You didn't care about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and you rationalized all kinds of different reasons why those people should die and why you should do nothing about it. And I don't want to hear all this stuff about you weren't responsible and you weren't there and you didn't cause them to die. Because, folks, that's bullshit. You are responsible. You allowed it to happen because you didn't give a damn. You are sheeple. You are not people. I see very few people in this country. Very few. Most of what I see are little bits and pieces of a vast herd of sheeple that dance to the tune when the tune is played and jump to the pull of the puppet's string when the master pulls that string. And while you may be able to fool yourself and kid yourself, you will never fool me. And you will never kid me. And you will never, ever get me to believe your fantasies and your rationalizations. You are responsible. How many more people are you going to allow to be jailed, persecuted, burned to death, murdered, because you are a coward? And that's basically what it boils down to, isn't it? Cowardice. You don't want to risk what little bit you have, and I guarantee you most of you don't have enough to even give a damn about in the face of the loss of your freedoms. But nevertheless, you won't risk it. You'll let your freedom go down the tubes. Sheeple. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
How do you do? Imagine, if you please, a black, moonless night. You're on a street, alone in the darkness. Suddenly, out of the shadows, there is a furtive movement. Another poor soul has met the haunted strangler.
Yeah.
that what you want for your children's future? Is that what it's going to take for you to stand up on your own two feet and do something? Is that what it's going to take to save this country? Or even if that happens, is everyone going to sit back and say, my, my, that's a shame. Oh, my, I never thought this would happen in this country. And wait for the next time? I think it's time for a lot of soul searching out there. I think it's time to find out, each one of us in our own heart, what we could have done and why we didn't do it, and what we're going to do the next time. I want you to listen to all the lies that you're going to hear about Waco, Texas. Go back and get the TV footage from the beginning and compare all the ways that the stories have changed. I want you to demand that the warrants be opened up for all to see. For in this country, there should never have been and never should be a sealed warrant. There should never be a secret trial. There should never be political prisoners. But there are. There has been. And unless we put a stop to it, there will be more. There should never be anyone killed simply because they worship at an altar that someone doesn't approve of, or that they own weapons, which is our right under the second article, an amendment to the Constitution. All of this is going to lead to a push for more gun control, and I guarantee you, folks, the moment that the last gun leaves the last civilian American hands will be the last moment that any man has free in this country. Will be the moment that we are all enslaved, that the yoke is placed upon our shoulders, that the last piece of the puzzle will be put into place and the New World Order will become a reality. Power will be placed in the central hands of a one-world totalitarian socialist government. You will see that there's a reason why the Russian armies are not disarming. You will see that there's a reason for the recent actions of the military of the United States of America acting in the role of the police force of the United Nations, as it will all come together. And you will sit down and scratch your head and say, what happened? And if it gets that far, and Americans have not stood up en masse and demanded that it stop, and if Americans have not done whatever it takes to stop it, even at the risk of our lives and everything that we own, I will have no sympathy for anyone. Period. I will laugh, in fact, at your fate, if I'm allowed to remain alive long enough to do that. You can bet your sweet booties that I will laugh in your faces. For you will, if that happens, surely get what you deserve. You will be a slave in the New World Order. For those of you who have been helping in this fight all along and are still helping fight the battle, who are standing on the battlefield with me, God bless you and keep you safe. For the rest of you, sheeple, for the rest of you, stupid people who don't even know what the Constitution is all about, what this country really is, to have no conception of what it is that you're in the process of losing. You're going to get exactly what you deserve. Exactly what you deserve. If those of us, those brave men and women who are fighting this battle on your behalf, and you don't even have any cognizance that a battle is being fought. If we lose this battle that we're fighting on behalf of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all of us, then you, you stupid sheeple, are going to be slaves in the New World Order. I sincerely hope that it doesn't happen. I hope you wake up. Good night, and God bless you all.
In the mountains up near Sandpoint, north of Naples, Idaho, eagles gathered there together to guard the truth so you might know. Down the road that followed Deep Creek, at the turn that crossed the bridge, federal marshals had the roadblock to mark the siege of Ruby Ridge. There the armies of the enemy slayed your bride and only son, nearly killed your close companion when the shrapnel pierced his lung. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. On that evening, late one August, you were forced to take your stand there to strangers as they trespassed to first blood on private land. Governor Andrus, back in Boise, let the enemy tell him lies, and from his anti-Christ decision, Sam and Vicky lost their lives. Federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and FBI men stormed the hill, all on false, fictitious charges, given orders shoot to kill. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Though the armies of the enemy may surround us in the night, there's a host of heavenly angels hovering near, ready to fight. We stand with you, Randy Weaver. We are proud to call you friend, as we gather here together to stand beside you till the end. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is.
Remember Randy Weaver, and remember Waco.